Welcome to the Bob Bond Show. Tonight our guests include the Reverend Arnold T. Perkins, and of course we have black nationalists.
Why don't you introduce me first, sissy? Jam. I don't even want to be on the show, man, because that beep, 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 beep.
Next to him is the wonderful anthropologist, Dr. Winston Stonewood, and Miss Hazel Duntwood, who gave up narcotics for God. Tonight we have a wing-dang-doodle. We're really gonna get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's pose our first question to the professor. Professor, where did man come from?
Man came from the earth. Man was begat by raindrops, grew out of the ground, uprooted himself and just walked away. Man was first a stump. After man pulled himself away from the earth, man went walking, dragging, of course, the roots, leaving little seeds as he walked along, giving growth to other vegetation and creating more man trees, as they were known in the early times.
Isn't it true, though, however, may I just say something here?
Yes, you may, Reverend.
That God created man after himself.
That's not true. That's a falsehood. God created himself after himself. Man created himself after God, after he found out who he was. See, God was a person from another place. He came here on earth and liked the place and decided he'd settle down. Knew he'd make a fortune here. He's been cleaning up every Sunday for the last thousands of years with that religion crap. And we all know it's patootie patootie. Don't we? Don't we know that? Don't we know that?
I got something to say, man. You dig? I mean, you cats been up here rapping ain't said nothing about the real thing. You know what I mean? I got something to say, man. Man, the black man, the real soul brother, first was coming by itself. He wasn't no tree. I mean, I don't want to hear it, man. You cats up here rapping about the Jews, but what about me, man? What about my people?
I don't believe anyone said anything about the Jews.
You will. You will.
Maybe Miss Dumtree would like to say something.
Yes. I'd like to say, since I gave up narcotics, I found God.
I beg to differ. I don't see the tie-in between narcotics and God.
God was a junkie, baby. Now, he had to be a junkie to put up with all this, you know what I mean? You don't just walk around feeling nothing behind all this is going on, man. Yes, the Reverend, he'll tell you about it. Tell him about Rev, because me and Rev was rapping backstage. Y'all know what it's at. Go on, Rev, rap.
Well, my friend here probably is right, Tom. God probably did take some sort of outside medication. As it states in chapter 6, verse 32, I will take unto myself what is needed. God didn't want us to have it. I don't think he would have created it. Amen. I disagree. I think the devil had a lot to do with this. I think the devil has been man's greatest curse since time began. I think the devil created time. The devil created time. We have proof of this. We found a watch. That's right, a watch. Primitive, but nevertheless a watch. And head on in the back to double with it all. What do you say to that?
Wow, man, what's that got to do with the real thing? Everybody know who the devil is. The devil's white. Because if he wasn't white, he wouldn't be right. You did? Now, I got something to say about it all. I study religion, you know what I mean? Organized religion. And there ain't no such thing, because God ain't never dug too many people. He just dug a few cats, like Moses. Yeah. That's the only cat he ever rapped to. Him and Jesus, you did? He didn't dig no whole lot of people. You cats coming on with the organized religion like God dig a whole bunch of people. Unreal. And I ain't going for it.
I would like to say something. To my friend here. When God touches one of us, he's not just touching one of us, but he touches many of us in many ways. Often God touches me at night. I lay in bed and I feel God touching me. It's quite marvelous. Well, that about concludes it for tonight, friends.